Love rejoices with the truth.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, never fails. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1 through 7.
How do you love when someone is unkind to you? When someone sets forth his own weakness? When someone fails you? What helps me the most is not to delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. You see, when someone fails you, that person is hurting. All kinds of thoughts are swimming in his or her mind. I am not good enough. I am not loved. I have no purpose. He might even be angry with you because he feels that God favors you above him. The reason he is unkind, rude, self-seeking is that he's trying to fix evil beliefs that come from the enemy with evil solutions. So, what do you do when someone fails you? What do you do about the evil thoughts the enemy throws at you? The beliefs that you are not good enough, that you are not loved, that you have no purpose. Are you going to fix evil beliefs with evil solutions and become angry, self-seeking, rude? Or are you going to rejoice with the truth that nobody can separate you from the love of your perfect Father? And that is all that really matters. I bless you to rejoice with the truth, and you will be able to meet the evil with love that will not fail. Help the person who failed you to see that he too is loved by the perfect Father, and the truth will come full circle.
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, or anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39.
I bless you on this Valentine's Day.